I think that it is important that we give Brother T.W. Barnes the remaining portion of the time in this service tonight. And it is with great pleasure that I turn the remaining portion of this service to him. Let's keep our hearts open to hear what the Spirit hath to say to the churches. Brother Barnes, praise God bless you.
Thank you. Would you stand? I have a special message tonight for this audience that the Lord gave me just a few minutes ago while sitting on this platform. And I want to tell you what he said before I preach tonight. He said, "Tell my people, I love them very much. And I want to do something for them tonight. Tell them to ask me for something and I will do it for them." I'm ready to ask for something.
Amen.
I know when the Lord's talking to me. And if you have something you want him to do tonight in your life, or whatever it might be, could we right now just lift our hands and ask him? Never in all of my life have I been filled with so much expectancy. I'm thrilled from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I've never felt anything like this in all of my whole life. We was flying into Tel Aviv, and I looked out the window, and I saw the lights of the city, the Holy Land, the Promised Land. I wept for joy. When that old plane hit the runway, I shouted for joy. Different one was saying, "Look at the soldiers." But as I was wanting to feel just how it's going to feel when I put my feet on the ground. Hallelujah. It means something to me. Tomorrow we'll be going out on the Mount of Olives where he gave the Great Commission 2,000 years ago. Go into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. Now I'll tell you why my expectancy is running so high. The church did that for 2,000 years. She has waded through wildernesses and deserts and the wild beasts of the forest. The church has covered the globe. She has made all kinds of sacrifices. Millions have been put to death. But she kept going. Burned to a stake. Eaten by the lions. But she kept going. Hallelujah. And now, after 2,000 years, we are back. The church is back. Hallelujah. I said, the church is back. The one that went. We preach the same thing. Hallelujah. Their message was Acts 2:38. All of it. And so is ours. Hallelujah. So I say, Jesus, we're back. Talk to us again. Tell us something. Tell us what you want us to do now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know if my antennas are up. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, there, the prophets are gone, and Jesus, he's gone. But I want to tell you something. I believe there's more power in the ground where he walked than there is in some whole organizations. Hallelujah. And don't forget, not too far from here, there was an old prophet lying in a tomb. Nothing left but his bones. And they threw a dead man in there on him. And there's enough of power in those bones. Hallelujah. To bring him back to life. I feel some of that power floating around this part of the country. Hallelujah. 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 I don't have any better sense than to believe that if anybody else had a visitation from God, we can have it. Hallelujah. If other folks have seen angels, we can. If other folks have had miracles, we can. Hallelujah. Talk to us, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I sat up nearly all night last night looking at the city. Pull the curtains all back. And I guess I had so much light in there I couldn't sleep. But I wanted to look at the city. Praise God. And I'm not through. And the Lord's not through with us. Amen. He knows we're here. Amen. The real church. I wish we had as much faith in him as he's got in us. Right? He's got a lot of faith in us. He put all he had in this. Hallelujah. He's got faith in this church today. He's believing in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you thank him because he really believes in us? He believes we're going to die. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's not because I don't want to believe in him as much as he does me. I don't suppose I have that capacity. I'm reading tonight in my text is the call to arms. I sense a deep desire in this conference to know the mind of Christ from now until he comes. This is going to be a great time from now until he comes. And he is calling us to arms. I believe that's why we're here. When the government calls men to arms, it's not just to carry a gun around the show. It's to use it. And this scripture you know well. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand, therefore having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked. One other scripture, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, begin reading at the 4th verse. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The call to arms. There's many calls in life. There was the call to be saved, and we remember that well. And the call to a life of prayer and fasting. The call to a holy life. The call to the ministry. But I feel tonight the Lord Jesus Christ is calling us to arms for a purpose. Our work is to be done from now until He comes. From now until He comes. The need will be for the world's toughest preachers. Because we've got a lot to face. But before I get through tonight, we're going to find out we've got a lot to fight the devil with. There's two great armies in the earth, Satan and his fallen angels, and all the fallen and sinful men that's fallen him. But this army is destined to defeat, total destruction. The army I want to talk about tonight is the captain of captains. The Lord of lords and the King of kings. God manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. He had a miraculous birth. He had a miraculous life. He lived a miraculous life. His death was miraculous. No man ever died the way he died. Because he said, I have power to lay this life down, and I have power to take it up again. His resurrection was miraculous. His ascension back to heaven was miraculous. But while on earth he built a miraculous church, its foundation is miraculous. We're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The church's birth was miraculous. She didn't get this by shaking somebody's hand or signing a card. It came from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Her existence on earth has been miraculous because she is filled with the power of God. A few years ago, the Lord let me see the latter rain outpouring. And I feel the time is right to tell it because I believe this is the hour. I will tell you part of it tonight because this is where my sermon came from. I saw the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all the whole world, upon all flesh. I saw the gifts of the Spirit being poured out. And then I saw the great Church of the Living God marching across the earth. As I looked as far as I could see, they were marching like soldiers, miles wide, and so far over toward the ends of the earth. They were from every nation. There was every color. All walking side by side. Hallelujah. As I beheld this, I saw men who were not afraid of anything. They would face death itself for what they believe. But I would like to reach over into this great multitude that I saw, that's the church, and bring one man out of it. It don't matter who. I want to show you why. These people are so powerful. I want to bring this individual and let us take a look at him. Why? He is the most powerful man on earth. Why? He has signs following him. Where it all came from. First of all, there is five things that the Lord Jesus Christ did for this man. You know, it's so easy to get lost in the crowd. And because there's multitudes of us, let Bill do it, let John do it. And that's why I want to bring this one out. And let's take a look at him. The thing that makes him the most powerful man on earth is these five things. First of all, he has the Word of God in him. Number two, he has the blood of Jesus Christ in him. Number three, he has the Spirit of Jesus Christ in him. Number four, he has the name of Jesus Christ in him. And number five, he has the faith of Jesus Christ in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now that man is you. How many here tonight has had this experience? You know the Word's in you. You know the blood's in you. You know the Spirit's in you. And you know the name is in you. Hallelujah. That's why he's the most powerful man that ever walked the face of the earth. Made that way by the Heavenly Father, that we might work a work in the earth before he comes. Hallelujah. I have a lot of my earthly father in me. I carry his name. I carry a lot of resemblance. Some of his spirit was passed into me. And I'm called today Tom Willis Barnes, because that was my father's name. My spiritual birth brought these five things that I mentioned into my life and into your life that makes us well able to conquer, to overcome, to pray the prayer of faith and have revival. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's love the Lord for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I read in 1 Peter 1:23, we are born again by the Word. I read in John 5:15-7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Oh, when the Word of God takes a hold of us, and it's quick and it's powerful, when it takes a hold of us, things changes. For 40 years, perhaps Moses, when he herded his sheep together for the night, would throw that old staff down somewhere against the wall. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. 40 years, nothing happened. But one day, the Word spoke out of the burning bush and said, Moses, throw your rod down. And he threw it down. And he became a live, crawling serpent. Why? why. The Word's behind it now. The Word's in it. Whenever you need this miracle, Moses, throw it down. Because the Word has spoken, it'll come to pass. When you need the miracle of your hand cleansed, stick it in your bosom. Pull it out. It's white as a leper. Put it back in your bosom and pull it out, and it's well. That's what the Word did. Hallelujah. I said this man has the Word of God in him. When you were saved, he placed his Word in your heart. Hallelujah. Jeremiah describes it. He said the Word of God is like a fire sharpening my bones. And I can't withhold. I've got to let it go. I've got to turn it loose. The Word of God is shut up inside of us. And in this holy Word, we are conquerors over death and over hell and the grave with Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the living Word tonight. For the Word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Then number two, the blood of Jesus Christ. When you're born again of the water and of the Spirit, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. I have felt so condemned and so weak at times. I didn't want to even pray. I was reminded that the blood of Jesus Christ had cleansed me from all sin. And now I can step into the presence of Almighty God without fear. Let's thank God for the blood tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number three, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Everybody say power.
Power.
You have power. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive power. Hallelujah. Then the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have in us through water baptism. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. When I think of the authority that's given to us to use this name and to watch the devil flee away, I have ministered to devil-possessed people for years. And because of this name, I have never received one scratch. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, in my name, you will cast out devils. They're not supposed to cast us out. We're supposed to cast them out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now all these wonderful things in us makes us different. The Word, you know, you're going to be a whole lot like Jesus when you get these five things in you. We sing that old song, to be like Jesus. All earth I long to be like Him. All through life's journey, I only ask to be like Him. Hallelujah. If we will learn how through prayer and fasting to release the Word, the Spirit, and the name, nothing can stand before us. Hallelujah. This man can remove mountains. This man can have revivals. This man can cast out devils. Not because he's anything, but because of what Jesus Christ did for him. Hallelujah. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt it, it'll happen. But I want you to notice, it said, say it. Hallelujah. Moses, there's a rod. And it'll remain a rod until you pull it down. But the Word says, when you throw it down, believing, you're releasing your faith. And it's not going to be a rod. It's going to be a serpent. Faith believes it's going to happen. Faith sees it happening. Just a few weeks ago, in one healing service, I saw over 20 ghosts visible disappear. It was the Word that did it. It was the name that did it. It was the Holy Spirit that did it. Hallelujah! There's nothing impossible. But so many times, if we don't watch, when we throw the rod down, we expect it to still be a rod. When we pray for something to move, we expect it to still be there. And so it is. But the man that can reverse it and see it happening, because the Word of God's flowing through him, it's going to happen. So tonight, from now until he comes, the church has never been in a better position and place with God than we are to evangelize the world and to shake continents for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we will use what we've already got, that's all it'll take. We're always praying for something else. What more can he give you than his Word, his blood, his Spirit, and his name, and his faith? What else is there? Hallelujah. 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 Throw it down. Believe it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Start a revival. And believe it's going to be one. Pray for the sick. And see them getting well. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A lady doctor was brought to a meeting once on a cot. Couldn't even come under the tabernacle. We prayed for her. A bunch of us ministers gathered around and prayed for her. God healed her. She hadn't been able to eat anything. She rose at night and ate hamburgers, anything she wanted. The last day of the camp, she stood to give her testimony. And she says, I know I'm healed of cancer. I have a goiter here on my neck. I wish the Lord had healed it. But when she said it, I felt the Word move. Hallelujah. I said, put your hand on it. In Jesus' name, it'll be gone. She put her hand, but she never felt it. It was gone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Word gave me a picture. I couldn't do it in a million years. But the Word gave me a picture of a smooth neck. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We defeat our own purpose by not staying with it. I never forget one time I had a tent stretched. And a hurricane was coming through the country. And the devil said, "Your tent, this is the end of it. With that 60, 70 miles an hour wind hits it, you won't have anything left but the poles." I got out on my knees, and I said in the name of Jesus Christ, that tent's going to stand up. And that wind was blowing, and the devil was tempting me. He said, "You know it can't take that. You know, I know it couldn't either. Without God." Amen. And the devil tried to get me to get a picture of it. Flat piano sticking up through the tent. Wet as a drowned rat. I said, "I refuse to see it. I see it up. I see it standing up. I see it okay. Now hang on." If the devil had got me to doubt, it would have blown away. But when I drove up, I was on my way. The devil said, said, "Just wait till you turn the curve." I said, "You're a liar, it's up." If I'd even doubted there, right there, after the storm was over, the tent would have fell in the storm, because God knows when you're going to doubt, see? Hey, but you can't fool God. You got to stay with it all the way. When I turned the curve, there she stood. Everything okay. Hallelujah. Be it unto you according to your faith. Do you believe it tonight? Do you believe God has given us? Do you believe He's given to us the power to have end time revival? Signs and wonders, miracles. Ask and you shall receive. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let's stand and love the Lord. Hallelujah! If you're waiting for something better, you'll never get it. Nothing better than the Word. Nothing better than the blood. Nothing more powerful than the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's no need to wait for another name. There is none other. We've got what it takes. Let's go.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have.